Right. Steve Goss with you and with Mara Davis and talking up this weekend's top live concerts. Here it is, Mara's Music Mix once again. Each week when Mara Davis presents the list of artists we should talk about, sometimes there are exclamation points, sometimes there's capital letters on an artist, and sometimes there's both. New Kids on the Block, which are not even, they're not even calling themselves New Kids anymore. It's NKOTB.
You got it, baby.
Which is Old Guys on the Bus, I think is what... I'm sorry.
They're older. And it's also Boyz II Men and Paula Abdul. It's a whole 90s extravaganza. Step by step, ooh baby, gonna get to you, girl. So I think you should reserve your judgment until you go. And apparently wait, did you play any of their hits on Peach back in the day?
Heck no.
Okay. I'm not going to sing. I'm just going to tell you the show.
You just did sing.
I'm done.
That's right. That's not singing. I'm sorry.
That's NKOTB, Boyz II Men, Paula Abdul at the Infinite Energy Center tonight. Now, moving on back to the Fox Theater on Saturday night, these two, a married couple that rocks so hard. I think she's one of the most underrated singer and guitar players in music. I mean, I know she's more defined as blues and jam band, but I say all time. I mean, she's incredible. I mean, He's incredible. They're both, I mean, together.
That's to take nothing away from Derek Trucks. Here's my question for you. This couple has been married for 16 years. They've got two kids. They're a great blues band. How does such a happy couple get the blues? That's what I want to know.
Well, there's blues about different things, I guess. Not enough green M&Ms in the dressing room. These are the things that plague a long-running touring relationship. But that should be a really great show. That's Tedeschi Trucks at the Fox Theater Saturday night. Then, if you're in the Gwinnett area, Roger Waters is going to be headlining the Infinite Energy Center. Did you know how old Roger Waters is?
No.
73 years old. That is no spring chicken to be going on a world tour and coming out with a new record. It's called Is This the Life We Really Want? And if you've seen Roger Waters before, you know it is a spectacle and an incredible stage show. And I'm going to give you a heads up now. It is very, very political. Some of the shows, people were walking out. And I have to say, when you bought your ticket to Roger Waters, you should know that. I mean, duh.
Pink man, pink man.
But if you're a Pink Floyd fan, of course you are, otherwise you probably wouldn't be going. About 80% of the set list are going to be Pink Floyd songs. So you're going to hear all the hits and maybe just a few of his new songs.
That's Roger Waters at the Infinite Energy Center Sunday night. The Infinite Energy Center has had so many big shows. Kendrick Lamar is going to be playing, and I'm really excited for this. I've never seen Kendrick before. I got my tickets because his latest album, Damn.
Is that how you say it?
Well, I don't know.
I've been calling it Damn, but I like the way you say it.
I'm just trying to be cool.
My left stroke just went viral.
And he's selling lots of product. The album Damn that came out in May. It's gone platinum already, and To Pimp a Butterfly came out a couple of years ago, and that's multi-plat. So,
and when nobody's selling albums anymore, and when he just drops an album, it's just like, oh, one night at 2 a.m, here's my album. I mean, it's incredible.
And everybody goes out and buys it.
Yes, or streams it.
Or streams it.
That's Kendrick Lamar at Infinite Energy Center. That's on Monday night.